I'd never rode a horse, but I'd seen it done. Cowboy movies made it look like fun. This old man whispered a few soft words. It was the best advice I ever heard. And sit tall in the saddle, hold your head up high. Keep your eyes fixed where the trail meets the sky. And live like you ain't afraid to die. And don't be scared, just enjoy your ride.
Good morning, sweet, beautiful Texas. You guys and gals voted, so there's a little Chris Ledoux for you on a Texas weekend. I'm Cable Smith, by the way, welcoming each and every one of you to the Cabela's Lone Star Outdoors Show, powered by Chevy Silverado and Hoff Power Polaris. Loved or hated, but never ignored. We do it every weekend, and we've got a great show lined up for you this morning. Y'all know the drill by now, so let's pass around that thermos of coffee and pull our camp stools just a little bit closer to the old campfire here because, man, we have got a lot to get into and so little time to do it. Off the top, we're going to talk some whitetail management with Dr. Deer. Of course, Dr. James Kroll is a semi-regular guest on the show. Even though whitetail season has come and gone, there's still much work that needs to be done to ensure your whitetail herd is as healthy as possible, especially your bucks who are desperately trying to put body weight on. You know, they're trying to recover from a long rut spent chasing does and fighting each other. And there's ways that you can definitely help them out in their recovery process. So we'll get into all that with Dr. Kroll. Then we'll switch it up and talk trout and redfish with Captain Lynn Girard, as he'll join us live from Corpus Christi Bay here in just a little bit before we round things out by checking in with our Texas Parks and Wildlife Coastal Fisheries Director, Robin Rikers. Just in case you missed it, last week, the Gulf Coast Fisheries Management Council, which comprises the seven Gulf Coast states, they proposed that the red snapper season be cut down to 11 days for 2013. That would be the shortest on record. It's utterly ridiculous. I'm not going to lie to you. And we'll explain how this happened and how Texas is getting a raw deal when Robin joins us here in just a little bit. So what else do we need to mention here? A couple things. Don't forget, our February Photo of the Month contest is underway right now. Voting will actually start next week, so you've just got a couple days to get those last-minute entries entered into this month's contest, which, of course, is sponsored by Magnolite, as we've got a 15 million candle power spotlight. This thing is bad to the bone. I actually have one myself, and let me tell you, predator hunters, hog hunters, this is something you definitely need in your arsenal. So email me your best outdoor photos for February. You can send them to cable@lonestaroutdoorsshow.com. Also, congrats to Matt Newkirk of Justin, Texas. He won last week's Costa Del Mar sunglasses on-air giveaway. We had over 50 people text in from all over the state and ended up drawing Matt's name out of the hat. And by the way, we will do another Costa Del Mar giveaway in April. So in case you didn't win this time, you'll definitely have another chance at a pair of Costa Del Mars. Also, remember that all of our shows are saved on iTunes for free. Download them, take them with you in your truck on your way to the lease this season. I guess the next thing you'll be heading to the lease for is, well, maybe to do some whitetail management or, of course, turkey season. A South Zone opener coming up right around the corner, March 16th, and I cannot wait. It is going to be a great Texas turkey season, and it can't get here fast enough. One other thing to mention, don't forget, the Bassmaster Classic is going on right now. I've got the app pulled up on my phone and am following along live. Definitely pulling for our Texas anglers, of course, Alton Jones and Todd Faircloth, both friends of the show. Unfortunately, our good buddy Kelly Jordan didn't qualify this year, but he'll be back after it next season. Be pulling for those guys as they are competing in the Super Bowl of Fishing this weekend. Let's knock out a quick break. When we come back, we'll be joined by Dr. James Kroll. We'll talk some whitetail management coming up on the Cabela's Lone Star Outdoor Show. Another Friday night in this old- Hey y'all, Cable Smith here for Tioga Retrievers. As bird hunters, we expect the most out of our gun dogs. And that's why I sent my sweet girl Belle to Angie and Tim Becker at Tioga Retrievers. Not only were her manners and obedience spot on in the blind and in the field, but Belle picked up over 200 birds in her first season. So whether you want a well-rounded hunting dog or just a well-mannered companion for the home, Tioga Retrievers has you covered. Located in Aubrey, Texas, visit TiogaRetrievers.com. That's T-I-O-G-A Retrievers.com. Chevy Silverado is the most dependable, longest-lasting, full-size pickup on the road, and that's just what you'd expect from your truck, the Chevy Silverado. From worksite to home front, dependability, based on longevity, 1981 through July 2012, full-size pickup registrations. BioBore EB is the premier gasoline additive that combats the negative effects ethanol has on an engine. Its comprehensive formula is designed to protect marine engines and marine environments, yet also works great in all 2- and 4-stroke engines. It prevents phase separation and ethanol-related engine problems while stabilizing fuel for 18 months. BioBore's detergents also clean the entire fuel system of carbon and varnishes. BioBore EB has the best treat rate in the industry. 1 ounce treats an amazing 15 gallons of gas. Available at your local sporting goods store or visit BioBore.com today.
Howdy folks, I'm Lee Hoffbauer for Hoffbauer's Outdoor Superstore in Gulfway, Texas. We hope you love listening to the Lone Star Outdoor Show, because we do, and we're proud to be a title sponsor. Now listen up, we here at Hoffbauer Outdoor Superstore have got some great deals for you folks that love the great outdoors. Whether you're needing a brand new Polaris ATV or maybe a Polaris Ranger to ride around, check your deer feeders, get to and from the deer blind, maybe to get you down to the dove patch, whatever your needs are, we can fix you up with a brand new Polaris today. Now we're also a New Holland tractor and equipment dealer. Now I'm just speculating, but maybe you need a new tractor and shredder to shred around your deer blinds, maybe clean up around deer camp, or maybe even shred a few lanes in the old sunflower patch. Now, we've got lots more than just Polaris and New Holland, so come check us out today, Hoffbauer's Outdoor Superstore in Gulfway, Texas. You can check us out on the web at hpolaris.com. Better yet, just come see us. Highway 84 West in Gulfway, Texas, and in Central Texas for over 48 years now. And folks, we couldn't have stuck around this long. We were steering you wrong.
Hi, this is Brent Chapman, 2012 Bassmaster Angler of the Year, and I want to say thanks for listening to the Lone Star Outdoor Radio Show.
Call up the captain, tell him I ain't coming in. He can dig his own coal, something else is happening. This living that I'm making is doing a sin. He's broken the lives of too many good men. Been hauling coal since I was big enough.
One of my all-time favorite bluegrass tunes, bringing us back on the Cabela's Lone Star Outdoor Show, powered by Chevy Silverado and Hoff Power Polaris. I'm your host, Cable Smith. Call Up the Captain is the name of that one by the Steep Canyon Rangers. Great tune there. And, you know, whitetail season is officially gone. It's in the rearview mirror. I hope that you made plenty of memories and have a freezer full of venison. But you know, the real work is far from over from a management standpoint, and we're about to visit with an authority on whitetail management. But first, this segment is proudly brought to you by Sendero Seed Company, Texas' premier seed company, offering anything and everything for all of your planting needs. Call my buddy Rob Hughes at 1-877-610-SEED today. And now, without further delay, let's go ahead and get into some whitetail talk here. It's my pleasure to welcome back our old friend, Dr. James Kroll, a.k.a. Dr. Deer. Thanks for dropping by.
Oh, you're welcome. I enjoy talking to you.
Likewise, Dr. Kroll. And, you know, the Texas whitetail season, like I said, it's over, even for folks hunting under the MLD permit. But there's still a lot of work to do, you know, for landowners and lessees who are interested in managing their whitetail herds.
Yeah, now's the time that we really go to work.
Yes, sir. And Dr. Kroll, how important is this time of the year for bucks in their recovery? You know, clearly the does are fat and happy, but bucks, they've had a long mating season. The rut really takes a lot out of them, and they lose a significant portion of their body weight.
Yeah, absolutely. Anywhere from 30 to 40% of their body weight, they're in pretty poor condition. And what happens right now over the next 60 days is going to determine the quality of their antlers as well as their survival.
So right now in their native habitat, what types of natural browse are bucks really hitting hard in an attempt to build that body weight back up?
Well, right now there's not a whole lot out there because we're coming into spring green up, but what is out there is a lot deer don't normally eat very much grass, but there are a lot of grasses that when they first put on the early spring, late winter rosettes, those are highly nutritious, so they're seeking those out. This particular year, believe it or not, there in much of Texas, there's still quite a bit of acorn crop that hasn't spoiled because of the weather we've had.
Uh-huh.
And so there's still a few acorns to be had, but they're mainly just feeding on the twigs of browse plants, you know, and then early weed growth. So there's not a whole lot out there for them to eat.
Well, that leads us right into food plots and how important they are for a buck's recovery, especially with the lack of natural browse that's out there right now.
Oh, absolutely. Especially in the South. If you're doing a good job of growing food plots, you got a real edge, because there's right now the food plot nutrition, if you analyze forages in a good food plot, it's going to be highly nutritious and full of the one thing that deer really need right now, and that is digestible energy.
Mm-hmm.
So if you got a good food plot program, your deer are going to recover pretty quickly. Now, I just got back from one of my study areas up in Michigan, and it was 16 below zero.
Huh.
And we went out there, and our food plots, of course, are covered with about a foot of snow, and we noticed that the food plots were all over them were places where the deer had pawed down. Now, you would think that in a place like Michigan, especially at 16 below zero, that there would be nothing down there, but when we examined what those deer were pawing down to, there was green forage underneath.
Hmm.
And it was our buck forage oats, chicory, and red clover plots. And there was a lot of high nutrition right there, even in the north under the snow. So those food plots planted in the fall can do you a lot of good in the spring.
Uh-huh. Well, going back to something you said that was struck me as interesting, the deer need digestible energy. But what's the difference between that and protein? Because, you know, everyone's hung up, and there's a huge market out there for all these different supplemental protein feeds. But break that down as far as, is there a real difference between that high energy type of food and versus just straight protein?
Absolutely. You know, people have got some protein mania going on out there. And, of course, you know, the old adage, you know, if a little good, a lot's better is in play here, and that's totally false. Deer, and especially in the late winter, are not needing protein. You know, they have ability to recycle protein in their bodies using urea. What they need is digestible energy. And every time we've done a study on the various nutritional components that deer need, the ranking of importance is in this order: digestible energy, phosphorus, and then protein.
Hmm.
And people ignore digestible energy and phosphorus, but they sure want to spend a lot of time and money on protein.
Yeah, it's absolutely crazy. I mean, how many different companies have popped up over the last just even 5 years that are strictly marketing protein-based supplemental feeds?
Yeah, and often too high protein. During the drought of 2011, we had a lot of bucks reported dead, and I did a lot of autopsies on dead bucks around feeders that had high protein, 22-23% protein in them. And because there was no natural food for deer to eat, and bucks dominate feeders, the bucks were loading up on those high protein pellets, and they were destroying their rumen and dying.
Hmm. Hmm. Wow. So it actually was having the the worst possible effect on them from
absolutely.
Huh. Well, what types of supplemental planning, you know, as far as food plots are concerned, can be ideal in Texas right now?
Well, when as spring comes on, there's really only two strategies. In the eastern part of the state, you should have planted in the fall, added a legume. If you're in the eastern part of the state, a legume and probably chicory, that will carry on. The cereal grains will go out in March, April, May, somewhere in there. But the clovers and chicory will last most of the summer.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the other strategy is there are really very few things you can plant in the eastern part of the state that work other than cowpeas and perhaps soybeans. Down south, if you're the best farmer in the world, you can grow lab.
Mm-hmm.
But in the west, I don't recommend spring plantings in the west of I-35.
Mm-hmm.
We just pretty much, it's down to cereal grains, fall planting of cereal grains in the western part and up in the panhandle. But in the eastern part, we plant in the fall, grow into the spring and summer with our clovers and chicory, and then we also plant a lot of cowpeas and use our electric fences to protect them until they're needed.
Okay. Well, let's talk about a great event that's coming up. It's right around the corner. It's the 8th annual Dr. Deer Field Day. It's you know, folks can actually come out, talk whitetails with you, and get a real hands-on experience regarding whitetail management.
Yeah, this is a great day. I look forward to it every year because people come out, the landowners, managers, and we share all the stuff, the latest stuff that we're finding out, the old stuff that works very well to the new folks there, and talk about landscaping your property for whitetails, turning your property into a deer factory.
And I think you guys obviously are going to go into detail on planting and kind of really show people exactly how they need to be doing it.
We're going to cover everything from the latest in equipment that doesn't cost an arm and a leg to the right varieties to planting techniques, how to manage your native forage. We got some real exciting stuff about work we're doing with Robert Wallace with Realtree Nurseries on chestnuts, which we're working with them to restore the American chestnut to the landscape because it originally was about 30% of the forest in the eastern United States and responsible for far better mass crop than even acorns.
And just so folks know, this is coming up March 9th. That's a Saturday. It's in Nacogdoches at the Texas Research Facility. Cost is only $35. That includes barbecue lunch. And if people are interested, they can just go to your website at drdeer.com for more information.
Right.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this, and we've discussed it, you know, multiple times in the past, but just for anyone who hasn't had a chance to listen to one of our interviews, when you break down percentage of your property, whether it's 200 acres or 2,000 acres, what is the ideal percentage of your acreage to be covered in food plots?
We recommend 2 to 5%. So if you got 100 acres, 2 acres to 5 acres is really all you need if you do it right.
One other thing, when you talk about, you know, obviously everybody feeds corn. I mean, that's the yellow gold. It's universal here in Texas. But when you compare corn to, say, you know, spending all that money on those high dollar proteins that we discussed, is there really that much of a difference, in your opinion? I mean, as far as what the deer are getting and if that protein is going to help, you know, grow horns more significantly than just feeding that corn.
Yeah, you used the right term a while ago, yellow gold. That's what it costs nowadays to buy corn. But what we've done a lot of research on when deer need protein pellets and when deer need corn, and it would surprise most people to be told that there's the highest preference for corn, which is the carbohydrate source. Again, we're going back to energy, in spring and early summer. More so than in the fall when people usually feed corn. So corn is not a bad supplement, you know, and I've been guilty of that too. I've been bad-mouthing corn for quite some time, you know, because people tend to overfeed it, rely on it only as a supplement. But that's a good, you know, it's a good strategy. Mm-hmm. As long as you've got, you know, people want a magic bullet, and they just want to put out corn, or they just want to put out protein pellets. And it's a package deal. You got to manage your native forage. You got to have a strategy for that, which we'll cover on the field day. And then you supplement with what the deer need. Now they do use protein pellets, and I do use them at my food plots because I want my food plots to be one stop shopping for my deer.
Uh-huh.
But protein is there for, you know, in the growth period of the mid to late summer. That's very important then because you've got completion of antler growth, got a tremendous demand for protein for that. And of course, those does are nursing, and you know, they need that as well as digestible energy. So, you know, seasonally targeted, if you use the right supplement at the right time, you can be more effective.
So it's really all about timing and
yep,
more than anything else. Well, Dr. Kroll, Remind us real quick the air times for your TV shows and what you have going on right there with the shows right now.
What we've done is combine Dr. Deer and North American Whitetail in a 26-week season. It's mm-hmm. on three times a week. And I'm embarrassed to say I don't know the times, but I know it's on prime time on Sunday afternoon. So that's the prime time, but it's on two other times in a week.
Okay.
And, there's a time for everybody. Of course, with DVRs, they ought to be able to record it and look at it at their leisure. But we're excited about the new format. It's challenging to do 26 shows a year, but we're excited about it.
Awesome. And, yeah, I just looked it up because I don't know when y'all's show airs either. I've got it set on the DVR, so I don't have to worry about it. But Wednesday nights, 8 p.m. Central on Sportsman's Channel. Y'all set your DVRs as well. Dr. Kroll, thank you so much for your time, and we look forward to seeing you out at the Dr. Deer, the 8th annual Dr. Deer Field Day on Saturday, March 9th.
Absolutely. It's a gathering of people who are deer nuts, I guarantee you. They're the people you want to meet with.
I'm looking forward to it. We will see you soon.
Thank you, sir. Enjoyed talking to you again.
All right. Take care.
Uh-huh.
All right. There he goes, Dr. James Kroll. Always enjoy talking whitetails with Dr. Deer, as he's just got a wealth of information on the subject, and I really enjoy picking his brain. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, we'll switch it up, talk some saltwater fishing. How's the trout and redfish bite looking along the Texas coast? We'll find out after the break. It's Captain Lynn Girard coming up only on the Cabela's Lone Star Outdoor Show.
Baskins, your Western and workwear headquarters, has all of the latest in Western clothing. Come on in to find the hottest styles of jeans, boots, hats, and belts from your favorite Western brands. Be sure to check out our great lineup of Wrangler fashions. Baskins is a Wrangler PRCA dealer with a full selection of your favorite Wrangler jeans and shirts. Also, check out Baskins' selection of workwear and flame-resistant clothing. Go to Baskins.com for all locations and store information, and check us out on Facebook for monthly contests. Baskins, Western and workwear.
Holmes Williams with Texas Insurance and Financial Services is a passionate outdoorsman, and that's why he understands the importance of limiting your risk, sheltering your game, and protecting your assets. So whether you want to protect your hunting range, sporting club, or are a guide or outfitter, Texas Insurance and Financial Services has you covered. Property, general liability, workers' comp, auto, even foreign recovery and emergency medical for that African safari. Call Holmes Williams with Texas Insurance and Financial Services at 512-797-7600 or email him at holmes@txins.com.
Need to buy a trailer? Well, Big Tex Trailers is DFW's number one source for trailers. In addition to utility trailers, we have the largest selection of cargos anywhere. CM Cargos, Wells Cargos, Hallmark, Cargo Craft, and Pace. You want it, we got it. Come and get it. Call 972-501-0200 or go to BigTexDFW.com. That's Big Tex Trailers, tough as a Texas Longhorn.
Cable Smith here for Magnolite, a Texas-based lighting company that's been outfitting the United States military since the 1960s. Over the past decade, Magnolite has continued to support our troops, but now they have over 200 lights ideal for your hunting and fishing needs. Like the 35-watt HID camouflage Go Light Striker with handheld remote. That's 15 million candle power in the palm of your hand, ideal for predator and hog hunting. They also have remote-controlled floodlights, feeder lights, and LED boat lights. So go Texan and go Magnolite. Check them out at www.magnolite.com for all your outdoor lighting needs. If you're in the market for a firearm, you need to know about STI International. Based out of Georgetown, Texas, they're 100% employee-owned and offer the best warranty and customer service in the business. STI is renowned worldwide for exceptional fit and function. The patented 2011 high-capacity system proved so successful in shooting competitions that over 80% of competitors used STI guns or pistols built on STI frames at the USPSA National Championships. To see their full line of premier pistols, visit STIGuns.com or check them out on Facebook at STI Firearms. STI, the continuing evolution of the 1911.
I'm Craig Boddington. I'd like to invite you to become a member of Dallas Safari Club, one of the world's leading hunting and conservation organizations. As a member, you'll receive Game Trails magazine, a monthly newsletter, and invitations to our monthly meetings and special activities. Join Dallas Safari Club, an international organization based in Dallas, supporting hunting and conservation worldwide. For more information, call 800-9-GO-HUNT or visit our website at www.biggame.org.
My name is Robbie Byers. I'm the executive director of CCA Texas, and I'm listening to the Lone Star Outdoors radio show.
Because the weather's nice and the water's right. Man, I could fish here all damn night. When you had a bad day and your mind is in a haze, you can clear your head in the salt water bay.
Cable Smith welcoming everybody back to the Cabela's Lone Star Outdoor Show, powered by Chevy Silverado and Hoff Power Polaris. Saltwater Bays is the name of that one. Great stuff there from our buddy Brandon Key. And I tell you what, that tune really makes me want to head down to the coast, breathe in that ocean smell, and wet a line in hopes of hooking up with a big bull red or speckled trout. And, you know, speaking of reds and trout, we're due for a coastal fishing report, which we're going to get into momentarily with our longtime friend, Captain Lynn Girard. But real quick, I need to remind you to head to Cabela's Spring Great Outdoor Days, our largest event and sale of the season. Save on everything you need to enjoy the great outdoors this spring. Get there Saturday, March 2nd for 8 a.m. doorbusters and free weekend seminars. Plus, find red-hot buys on boating gear, outdoor apparel, camping supplies, tactical gear, and more. So hurry into Cabela's Spring Great Outdoor Days sale and event in Fort Worth, Allen, and Buda, or online at Cabela's.com. Cabela's, world's foremost outfitter. Well, let's go ahead and jump right into it here with Captain Lynn Girard, who joins us live from Corpus Christi Bay. Captain Lynn, always great to visit with you.
Well, it's good to talk to you again, Cable.
Yes, indeed. And Captain Lynn, how are things looking along the Texas coast? I know that the trout bite should be picking up here pretty quick.
Well, we're still catching a lot of nice fish, and we're working our way through these fronts. You get a north front and a south front, one after another, it seems like. So I actually like that cooler north wind myself. We got to, you know, because we're catching the bigger redfish and drum still. But of course, here it's time again. It's, you know, springtime coming, and the trout are when we're cleaning the trout, they're, you know, full of immature eggs, and so they're going to start eating like crazy because this is the time.
Well, you know what I like to do with those trout Rosacks. Batter them up, toss them in a skillet full of grease, and you talk about some good eating. I tell you what.
I know. I messed mine up when I tried cooking them. I would think it was terrible. I'm not a great cook, though.
Well, last time we went fishing, we caught a bunch of trout, and I asked, I told you that I wanted to keep all of the Rosacks, and you looked at me like I was a crazy man. I guess you don't get a lot of clients that ask you to save those.
No, I don't, really. But they should be just about full come April, May.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So, and I think this was the best year so far. You know, in the wintertime, we've got so many big trout, and usually they're kind of scarce. And we're catching right about now, we're catching a lot of the, speckled trout, and we're even catching these silver trout, which I haven't seen very many of since this year. I mean, this year I have, but they're kind of like a sand trout, only they're bigger.
Uh-huh.
And they're actually very, very good eating, you know, way, way better than the sand trout. But, you just kind of happen on those guys. But speckled trout have been just so big and firm and just, you know, just real healthy.
And Captain Lynn, I think that that's a testament to the hard work put in by Texas Parks and Wildlife's Coastal Fisheries Division. You know, over the past 10 to 15 years, they've implemented all sorts of regulations regarding trout, redfish, and flounder. And I think that those regulations have had the desired effect, and you can really see a difference in the populations of those species as a result.
Well, I agree, because I know I was actually even talking to one of the guys the other day, and he had specified that we may even do away with the tagged redfish come next year, which is, it would be cool.
Mm-hmm.
And also that we're still going to keep our 10, so we can still catch 10 trout. And it's a 10 trout limit for each person, except for down past, down the land cut, I think past marker 16, I think it is, or whatever it is. And there you can only keep five.
Right.
But up here we still have our 10 trout limit, and these trout are well worth catching. And I think it's really the most exciting fishing, especially when you start using the croaker and the piggy perch and stuff a little bit later in the, toward the summer. But right now we're just mostly using live shrimp.
Mm-hmm.
And free lining the live shrimp, and a lot of lure fishing, which we've been using a plum chartreuse color a lot. But the fishing we've just been catching, like, and even the mangrove snapper are showing up already. Now that's really odd with the water temperatures so cool. So I think we're going to have a good snapper year too.
We'll go back to lure fishing here for just a second. What artificials are you guys having the most success with?
Soft plastics. When I said plum, I meant soft plastic. It's a plum-colored chartreuse tail soft plastic, which we still a very slow retrieve on the bottom and use a real light jig head. And then we're using a little submersible lure, like a Catch 2000 and your corkies. And, you know, very still slow action because the water temperature actually is up to almost 63 now. It was yesterday, so. So it's climbing. Still, we're still fishing toward the bottom. There's not a lot of weed on the bottom right now because, you know, like in the summer, as you know, the plankton shows up and then you get more grass and stuff. And so it's, you know, you can still work the bottom pretty well.
Even with
the live shrimp we're using on toward the bottom also. But, you know, we're catching these giant sheepheads and these giant drums. As a matter of fact, I'm going to send you a picture today of a drum that we caught that was probably... My scale wouldn't reach, and it was a 40-pound scale, so you can just imagine.
Wow.
But, of course, we release them, but it's just like catching a giant dinosaur. I mean, they're just huge.
And you like to use light tackle, too.
Yeah, 10- and 12-pound test. And it seems like every day I got to change the line of my reels because we're getting so many fish, and the line's all of a sudden completely like... But I like the light line because you can cast so good, and you can just get to places where you know really can't with a real heavy line. So.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm a light line, light tackle, and we use steelhead rods and spinning reels and, you know, 9-foot rods and stuff, and it makes it really fun too. Actually, those longer rods are good when especially one of those big fish starts going under the boat, and you can put that rod right with it, so the line doesn't snap off on your boat.
Mm-hmm.
So that comes in handy sometimes, especially my boat, which is very wide. It's a Blue Wave Pure Bay. And it's extra wide, and it's so two people, when they have fish on, which happens all the time, that you can actually walk by each other and not get all, you know, tangled and you get your feet all locked up and stuff. So,
well, you know, we've never talked about this on the air, but just so folks know how good of a fisherman you actually are, now's your time to brag a little bit and tell us how you got into that boat.
Well, it was a tournament, actually, and I had actually won a... it was a redfish, trout, and flounder tournament where you catch one of each species.
Mm-hmm.
And so it just happened that I got lucky one day.
Don't sell yourself short.
But anyway, I got enough to get half of this boat anyway. So I upgraded to this one I have now. That was, you know, that's pretty cool.
What about the, obviously the black drum are still there in great numbers. Are they hitting the live shrimp as well?
Yeah, matter of fact, they hit just about right now. They're hitting live shrimp as well as dead. A lot of times what we'll do is we'll just take that live shrimp and just kind of mush them up a little bit and kill them, and then use fresh dead shrimp, and you actually do better, which is kind of amazing. Sometimes I think those big old black drum, they just get lazy, and I think they'll come up on that dead shrimp, you know, and just pick it up just as well as alive. And I think, you know, they'll pick that dead shrimp up, and as long as I'd like it really fresh dead, if you want to call it that.
So. Right. Right.
You know, you get some of the old frozen junk and it's you know, just perch bait. But anyway, and they're a lot of fun and they're so good eating. It's just amazing. Well, they're the only fish they can commercially catch. And that's usually what you get in restaurants and everything is when they say black and redfish or black and it's usually black and drum. And also flounder, they can commercially catch flounder. And their flounder are about due too to come out from their spawn. And so any minute now, they're going to be coming through back into the,
back into the bays.
Yeah, back into the bays, because they actually were spawning right now.
Mm-hmm.
Redfish also are making a big comeback. In fact, I heard yesterday that there were some big reds, big school of reds in the flats, which is pretty soon for that too. But the water's warming up. This spring is getting here fast.
Well, now is the time to head down to the coast and wet a line with Captain Lynn.
All right, Cable. You're going to have to get down here, too, you know.
Yeah.
It's about that time. Your hunting season's over. I know you got some turkey to kill. But anyway.
Well, we certainly need to lock down a date, and maybe I'll even bring the wife with me this time.
Yeah, do that this time, because I'll tell you what, ladies have a great time on the, you know, on my boat and stuff, because it's really comfortable, and they'd be surprised you don't go out and get seasick or anything like that, you know. And we're always, you know, the way I find the fish, because I fish so much that I get, you know, I don't have to drive all the way to the land cut all the time to, you know, catch fish, and so we're always pretty well close to a facility. And ladies always want to know that if they got to go in a bucket or not.
Well, just to kind of wrap things up here, y'all are hammering the trout and black drum, and then, of course, the flounder and redfish bites will be picking up here pretty quick.
And the warmer weather, we're not having to bundle up as much either. So.
Well, all right, Captain Lynn, it's always a pleasure to visit with you.
I'll send you those pictures, Cable.
Looking forward to it. We'll talk to you soon.
All righty. Bye-bye.
So, there he goes, the always affable Captain Lynn Girard. Y'all can check out his website at CaptainLynnsFishing.com. And by the way, Captain Lynn did want me to mention that if you book a trip with him and tell him that you heard about him right here on our show, he'll hook you up with a pretty sweet discount as well. Let's knock out a quick break when we come back. Well, let's stick with the saltwater theme here when we come back, but we'll go ahead and take it offshore, as we've got some pretty big news regarding our Texas red snapper season. And we'll be joined by Robin Rikers. He's our Texas Parks and Wildlife Coastal Fisheries Director. He'll break it down for us coming up after the break, only on the Cabela's Lone Star Outdoor Show.
Put all the smoke and the neon, keep his pain here. Oh, nobody knows the honky tonk.
Do you have a hog problem at your ranch or deer lease? We have the solution. The System Hog Trap comes in two sizes, 17-foot and 30-foot diameter traps. After you trap the hogs, take the top section off the trap and use it for another feeder site to keep the hogs away from the feeder. The system is both a trap and a deer food plot fence. That way you don't waste your money on just a hog trap. Call 940-391-3669 or visit www.goinfencing.com. That's goinfencing.com.
Hey everybody, this is Brian Spagnol from TexasMotorCars.com. I'm here today to tell you about the best place in Texas to shop for your next vehicle. TexasMotorCars.com is a family-owned and operated business located in Addison, Texas. We have a huge inventory of pre-owned vehicles and specialize in trucks and SUVs. Please visit TexasMotorCars.com today. Come see me, Brian Spagnola. Our phone number is 972-481-1660.
2011 Z521 Ranger boat with a 250 Pro XS Mercury motor. Falcon rods, Lowrance electronics, and Lake Fork trophy lures are just a few of the perks you'll enjoy when fishing with Lake Fork fishing guide Heath Hardwick. Customer service is Heath's primary goal. Well, that and putting you on the fish of a lifetime at the legendary Lake Fork, Heath has built his business on integrity. His passion is bass fishing, and he loves sharing a lifetime of knowledge with all of his customers. So call Heath Hardwick at 903-440-2358 or visit him at heathhardwick.com. That's Heath Hardwick.
The new Bobcat utility vehicle is here at Bobcat of Dallas and Fort Worth, and it's hungry. Get ready to work like an animal and love it. Powerful, ultra-comfortable, and sure-footed, this lineup of vehicles delivers legendary Bobcat performance, so you can sink your teeth into a wide range of jobs. With twice the horsepower, 1,850 pounds of payload capacity, and four-wheel independent suspension, you will love it. Stop in at Bobcat of Dallas and Fort Worth to see for yourself.
It's time to shoot for the stars again with the State Fair of Texas. Every year, the State Fair awards thousands of dollars in scholarships to Dallas area students as well as rural youth across the state. The fourth annual Shooting for the Stars Sporting Clay Shoot is an integral part of raising scholarships for these youth. Join us April 26th at the Dallas Gun Club. Teams and sponsorships are still available at bigtex.com under livestock or email us at auction@bigtex.com.
Hi, my name is Daryl Lee Rush, and I'm just proud to be here. Thanks for listening to the Lone Star Outdoor Show.
I have run many a valley, and I have crawled the edge of the Occoquan. I have held out. I have given as good as I've gotten, but I have not.
yes, the great Daryl Lee Rush bringing us back on the Cabela's Lone Star Outdoors Show, powered by Hoff Power Polaris and Chevy Silverado. I'm Cable Smith. Thank you so much for joining me this morning as we are talking the great outdoors and all that implies. This segment of the program proudly brought to you by STI Guns. They're based out of Georgetown, Texas, and STI has been making some of the world's premier pistols for over 25 years now. You can check out their full line of 1911 and 2011 style pistols by visiting STIGuns.com and do what I did. Go Texan, go STI. Well, without further ado, let's continue on with our saltwater theme here this morning as we've got some big news to discuss regarding Texas red snapper season, or actually lack thereof for better terms. Last week, reports surfaced that Texas offshore anglers will only have an 11-day red snapper season in 2013, which will by far be the shortest ever. And here to talk us off the ledge, it's my pleasure to welcome our Texas Parks and Wildlife Coastal Fisheries Director, Robin Rikers, back to the show.
Well, glad to be here. It's always a good time when I get to visit with you all as well.
Well, we are certainly glad to have you, Robin. And there's one glaring thing that obviously we need to discuss today, as the Gulf Coast Fishery Management Council has recommended an 11-day red snapper season. That's going to make a lot of Texas offshore anglers very upset. But before we get into all of that, tell us a little bit about the Gulf Coast Fishery Management Council. Who's in it? What's its primary function? All that good stuff.
Well, the Gulf Council is one of eight regional fishery management councils around the U.S. Basically, their charge is to manage the federal waters off of these states. Our waters, our state waters, go from 0 to 9 miles, and then those federal waters go from 9 to 200 miles. They're made up of representatives that are appointed by the Secretary of Commerce, ultimately, and nominated by each governor, with the exception of the Regional Administrator for National Marine Fisheries Service sets on that, and then there's five seats that represent the fisheries organizations from each of the five states here in the Gulf.
Uh-huh.
It's in total a 17-member body.
Okay.
That basically then sets out to advise National Marine Fisheries Service and manage those waters.
Okay, and Robin is actually one of those 17 members. And, you know, here's the thing, Robin. I've been going offshore out of Port Aransas or Corpus Christi every summer now for the past 7 or 8 years, and we specifically go after red snapper. It's by far my favorite fish to eat. A lot of times we just fillet it right there on the dock and have sushi. I mean, it's that good. But, you know, every year we catch more fish. We catch bigger fish, and we catch them faster than we did the year before. So my personal experience leads me to believe that our red snapper fishery is thriving.
Well, I think you're seeing what everyone else is seeing out there. This fishery is definitely probably in a place that's better than most people have ever seen it. We're still on a long-term rebuilding plan that will actually be finished in 2032, we believe, or maybe before then, given the way the stock's doing. But that's the plan that we're on. But you're seeing exactly that 300 to 400% increase that we've probably seen in biomass in the last 10 years. And your point about the size of fish getting greater every year is also borne out in the data. We see that as well. That's one of the reasons these fish getting bigger and growing more rapidly than would have been predicted by age class is one of the reasons why the days keep shortening on us, because we're basically capturing our allocated amount quicker because the fish are quite a bit bigger than we estimated.
Well, you can see how this would leave a foul taste in many anglers' mouths. I mean, last year they shortened the season to what was then the shortest on record, and now they're doing it again this year.
Last year it was a little over 40 days, 44 days, I believe, and then this year it would have predicted to be 27 days across the entire Gulf. But with that emergency or with the request for an emergency rule that would grant the regional administrator the ability to close waters that were inconsistent with federal regulations would take our 27-day season down to an 11-day season, or at least that's what the current estimate is.
Well, just to kind of explain that a little bit more, Texas regulations are that each angler can have four fish within Texas waters. Once you get out into federal waters, however, you can only have two snapper per angler. But to kind of break it down by percentage, only 2% of Texas red snapper catch was caught by Texans in Texas waters. So it's very clear that the majority of our catch is being caught in those federal waters.
Yeah, that percentage has gone up some in most recent years, which probably has to do with the distribution of fish and they're populating areas they haven't been in before. But as a whole, you know, we've been inconsistent. One of the reasons we did that for some period of time was because we just didn't feel like the way this fishery was being managed, we were being treated fairly as well. Because our percentage of the overall catch, the way they've structured these seasons, has been going down across the Gulf as compared to the rest of the states. And so we were inconsistent. We've tried to keep our fishery open 365 days a year. You know, selling licenses is what allows us to do our conservation work here in the state. And so, you know, having that opportunity for an angler to go out and catch a fish, that's really important for us. And so we've kind of held the line on that inconsistency. In this case, they're going to directly try to, if you will, penalize us because of that. And so, you know, we're certainly going to be looking at ways to hopefully not have this happen. But, you know, that's certainly the proposal now, the motion that was passed, and the regional administrator is working on that emergency rule, I assume, as we speak.
Well, for me personally, it's just very frustrating because 11 days, I mean, you've got 2 weekends essentially to get a crack at going snapper fishing for the entire year. And if the weather's bad, and I mean even just the slightest bit windy, forget about it. You're not going snapper fishing this year.
This is the punitive nature without giving us, you know, the responsibility of managing our own fishery. We think there's some regional management concepts out there where you tell us what the pounds are and we stay within that. Mm-hmm. And we believe that way we can then adjust those seasons to meet the things we need. You know, oddly enough, last year 6 days were added to the season by the regional administrator because the wind and the weather had kept Florida and Alabama from having many fishing days or as many as they would normally get during that short season. So the regional administrator chose to keep it open 6 more days, and we went over our annual catch limit. The year before that, we had that same weather, and we didn't get that nod for extra days. But the point there is, if we could manage this thing more regionally, each state can probably do a better job of adjusting their seasons and their days to meet their individual need.
Mm-hmm. And you can shed some more light on this, Robin, but are, say, Florida and Alabama offshore anglers enjoying the same thriving fishery that our Texas offshore anglers are?
Well, when we look at it from I will say this, everyone's enjoying more snapper than they've probably seen in their lifetime. I mean, you know, just from a total catch and even the poundage of the fish being landed. But when you actually look at the science behind that, our robust fishery population over here and the amount of angling pressure that we have on it is really allowing our fishery to rebuild quicker. We have less fishing pressure on it, as opposed to that off of Florida and Alabama. So, you know, they basically have more fishing pressure and their stocks aren't rebuilding as fast. In fact, when you really split those two into those management units, we're kind of subsidizing the rebuilding of this stock by adding more to the rebuilding effort as opposed to that Eastern Gulf.
Wow. So Texas is essentially carrying the torch in the effort to rebuild the red snapper stock here in the Gulf Coast region. Meanwhile, the Gulf Coast Fishery Management Council is trying to cram an 11-day season down our throats. It's got me pretty riled up, Robin, and I think a change in management philosophy is necessary, and I want to get into that with you next. So y'all stick around, because we're talking red snapper with our Texas Coastal Fisheries Director, Robin Rikers, only on the Cabela's Lone Star Outdoor Show.
You're gonna be a singer and a big movie star, but you can't catch no bricks, baby, and Hollywood is out. Now you work down at the timeout, off of 155, and you're dancing for your dollars, just trying to stay alive. It hurts me so.
Manly Rods. Get your hands on one. The Manly Rods Adjust-A-Butt System is the most revolutionary fishing product on the market today. This amazing system increases backbone strength, height, and sensitivity and allows the fishing rod butt to be adjusted to any desired length. The patent-pending Adjust-A-Butt System is standard on all Manly Rods and available to custom rod builders, which means endless customization possibilities for all you fishermen and fisherwomen. Check out ManlyRods.com. Manly Rods. Feel the difference.
Hey everybody, this is Brian Spegnell from TexasMotorCars.com. I'm here today to tell you about the best place in Texas to shop for your next vehicle. TexasMotorCars.com is a family-owned and operated business located in Addison, Texas. We have a huge inventory of pre-owned vehicles and specialize in trucks and SUVs. Please visit TexasMotorCars.com today. Come see me, Brian Spagnola. Our phone number is 972-481-1660.
Cable Smith here with my good buddy Craig Smith, owner and founder of GameGuard. And Craig, I guess the question everybody wants to know is, what inspired you to create that signature GameGuard camouflage pattern?
I had a friend of mine that challenged me to come up with a better pattern. I didn't like the patterns that fit, you know, Southwest Texas. So he said, you know, if you don't like it, do something about it. And that's really kind of where it started. I really wanted to get the colors correct because to me it's all about, you know, blending in and having the right tones at that time of the year. And so I just sat down and started drawing this pattern out, and it took me about a year to get it the way I wanted it and get the colors the way I wanted it. And, you know, the rest is kind of history, as they say.
Hey, Craig, we appreciate it. Made by the Texas Deer Hunter for the Texas Deer Hunter. Be sure to check out their full line of outdoor apparel at GameGuard.net. We all need a friend in the gun business, and that's why you should check out B&S Guns. Family owned and operated since 1987, we offer a lifetime warranty on all firearm purchases. At B&S, we have a gunsmith on staff at all times, and our 5,000 square foot building contains all your hunting and firearm needs. Open 7 days a week, we specialize in Nikon, Leopold, Browning, Remington, Swarovski, Benelli, Zeiss, and many more. Conveniently located in Garland, call 972-226-1816 or visit bsgunstore.com. That's bsgunstore.com. All right, listen up, all you Texas outdoorsmen and women. SDS Outdoors is a top-tier manufacturer and distributor of high-quality, feature-rich, luxury outdoor products. Their product lines include luxury deer blinds, deer blind windows, gun range towers, bow fishing boats, and a whole lot more. Call SDS Outdoors at 214-551-1530 or check them out online at www.sdsoutdoors.com. Chevy Silverado has been recognized by Vincentric for lowest total cost of ownership of any full-sized pickup. Based on factors like depreciation, fuel, and maintenance, visit your local Chevy dealer to find out why the Silverado is a smart choice. Based on Vincentric US 2012 model level analysis. The Smith Co. Ranch is a small, high-fenced hunting facility catering to the discriminating white-tailed deer hunter. Located in Eastland County, just 80 miles west of Fort Worth, the ranch has a Level 3 Managed Lands deer permit and offers bow or rifle hunting from October through February. The Smith Co. Ranch has packages for guided trophy and management hunts and discounts for parent-child combo hunts. All hunts include lodging, gourmet meals, beverages, and care of your game. It's an excellent option to leasing. Google the Smith Co. Ranch, that's spelled Smith K.O. Ranch, or call owner Brad Smith at 817-480-8089 today.
Now there's two more tears in Texas tonight. One more lonely man with no arms to hold me tight. Two new hearts pounding side by side. I'm just a lonely man.
That's the greatness of Cooter Graw bringing us back on the Cabela's Lone Star Outdoor Show, where we are talking fishery management this morning. I'm Cable Smith, by the way. Special thanks to our presenting sponsors, Chevy Silverado and Hoff Power Polaris, for making the show possible. If you're just tuning in, we've still got our Texas Parks and Wildlife Coastal Fisheries Director, Robin Rikers, here with us as we're discussing in-depth the Gulf Coast Fishery Management Council's proposed 11-day red snapper season, which would be by far the shortest ever. And just to recap what we've discussed so far, Texas continues to help subsidize the entire rebuilding efforts of the Gulf Coast red snapper population. Meanwhile, each year, Texas sees our overall quota go down and our season shortened. And it's an absolute gross mismanagement of a resource by the Gulf Coast Fishery Management Council, which Robin is a member of.
He's one of the 17 folks who comprise that council. But the deal is every year I go red snapper fishing, and every year it's the same thing. We catch more fish, bigger fish, and we catch them faster. The population is thriving. So for some dudes in Florida to be telling us how to manage the fishery off of our Texas coast, it just seems a little absurd, in my opinion, because those red snapper off of Texas, they're not migrating to Florida.
That's correct. It is one overall stock unit because genetically we're not different, and so it's managed that way. But you're exactly right. Those fish are fairly sedentary off of the waters of each state, and there's not, you know, there's enough mixing to be genetically equal, but they're not they're not migratory like a king mackerel where they start and move across the entire Gulf.
So why is the burden falling on Texas to supplement the snapper population for all of these other states with their massive quotas? I mean, Texans are getting screwed here.
Well, we certainly don't like the way this is turning out right now. We're certainly going to be looking for all our options in that respect. Part of it is to basically give these states, and we think it's really the ultimate option, which is to give these states more control over these localized fisheries. We just believe that if as Texans, we can sit down with all of our different angling interests. And, you know, there's been a group down in Brownsville that has long wanted back a winter Texan season because that was a big tourism push way back when we had a winter fishery for red snapper. And so, you know, there's just different interests that we think we can accommodate better instead of a one size fits all.
Well, I would certainly be in favor of that because y'all's track record within your coastal fisheries division is pretty incredible with success story after success story. With not only speckled trout and redfish, but here over the past 5 or 6 years, the way that our flounder fishery has recovered. I mean, you guys obviously know what you're doing and managing, you know, our red snapper population on a more regional basis, I think would be a great thing.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, we think we do have that track record, and we understand that the fishery is not just the fish. It's the people who go out there for them, and it's the businesses that thrive on people buying bait and tackle and gas and fuel and boats and motors. And so with that, you know, we just believe that, you know, if you get that more localized control, we're all going to all benefit more from these fishery resources, both from a business perspective as well as just angler enjoyment, you know, people getting out and fishing and having a good day.
Well, Robin, you brought up the business aspect of the situation, and it seems like charter boat captains are really going to be the ones feeling the brunt of an 11-day red snapper season.
You know, we think it's going to just frankly decimate the charter industry as far as the red snapper trips that they would be taking. 11 days, and when you think about windy days and, you know, bad weather days in there, you know, it would just be hurt them badly. That being said, you know, there's obviously other species they will shift to and target, but we think it would have a huge impact on those local businesses that rely on those charter boat industry and you know, those people who rely on charter boats to get out.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be difficult to plan your one trip in 11 days.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, hey, and you brought up some other species such as amberjack, you know, grouper, tuna. These are fish that you can target during the snapper season. Problem is, the fishery's thriving, and as soon as you get your bait in the water, before you can drop it down to say grow after a grouper, well, boom, you've already been tagged by a snapper, and then you've got to release that fish. And a lot of times, you know, well, when you bring up a fish that from that deep, their swim bladder, I believe, just, you know, it inflates, and that creates a whole other problem for people that aren't educated on how to properly release those fish. A lot of times they die anyway.
Yeah, and those release mortalities are, you know, estimates of those are included based on studies we've done, included in the stock assessment. So we try to account for that. But I think what you're really getting at there is, does this rule or would this rule change really save fish? And like you're suggesting, with the bycatch that probably is going to go on and the release mortality of those fish that's going to be caught throughout that 11-day season or the full 27 days that you would be experiencing a season in, you know, at the end of the day, you may not be saving many fish with this rule. It may make certain folks feel better, but it may not actually be doing what it needs to do.
Right, right. Well, Robin, obviously this proposal is a slap in the face. It's disappointing. But I know that you have the Texas angler's best interest at heart, and we'll work diligently to see if we can get this situation rectified. Well, real quick here, I know that Texas Parks and Wildlife just had some major meetings, a couple of new bits of legislation that will affect Texas anglers. And if you don't mind, I'd like for you to break those down for us today.
Yeah, a couple highlights. You know, we're in the process of doing our statewide hunting and fishing proclamation, and we'll vote on that, or the commission will vote on that at our next upcoming meeting, or our next commission meeting. A couple of things of note are we're talking about allowing, or we have a proposal out that would allow people to possess the red drum and the bonus red drum tag at the same time. Mm-hmm. We don't really believe that's going to impact the overall population. We sell about 7,000 of those a year. We think that given the current population, even if there's a small increase in fishing pressure, we think the population can withstand that. And it's really convenient for the angler. Why, if they truly want to go ahead and buy that bonus red drum tag, they think they're going to catch more than one fish greater than 28 inches, they can do that just at the time of their license purchase. So that's kind of an ease to the angler we're trying, or a convenience to the angler we're trying to create. The other thing that kind of ties into this federal issue a little bit is both right now in our proclamation or in our statutes or the things that govern the Parks and Wildlife, as well as we're approaching the Texas legislature or hope to have someone file a bill in that respect, we're wanting to put a little more teeth in our ability to enforce federal rules and then take them to a state court. The whole difference is the state court issue. We can enforce them now, but then we have to hand that off to a federal official to go to a federal court. And the bottom line is those federal court dockets are very, very full. And so fish violations don't rise to the top sometimes.
Uh-huh.
And by doing this, we think we can help better enforce that. Our law enforcement officials can take those into state courts. We can get those resolved quicker. And it'll be more of a deterrent for people who aren't, who are basically breaking the law, knowing that we're not going to write them tickets right now, or that even if they are written a ticket, it'll probably never see the light of day in a federal court.
Well, I am all for that, my friend. Robin, like I said, I know that you guys have our best interests at heart. The Texas Parks and Wildlife Coastal Fisheries Division track record speaks for itself, and I know that y'all will keep working hard to try to come to some kind of resolution regarding this proposed 11-day red snapper season. Thanks again for your time this morning.
Well, we'll keep working on that, and I certainly appreciate the comment. I'll pass that on to all our coastal fishery colleagues. As you know, we're all out there working every day for Texas and you guys, and my troops do a great job.
Well, it certainly doesn't go unnoticed. We appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
So there he goes. Always a pleasure to catch up with our Texas Parks and Wildlife Coastal Fisheries Director, Robin Rikers. Man, look at the time. We have got to get out of here. Thanks to all of our guests today. Of course, Dr. James Kroll, Captain Lynn Girard, and Robin Rikers. We've got another great show lined up for you next week. Hopefully, we'll visit with the 2013 Bassmaster Classic champion. Of course, the Bassmaster Classic is going on right now, but we'll try to get an exclusive interview with this year's winner. Also, I believe we'll talk some power plant lakes. They're hidden gems here in Texas as far as winter bass fisheries are concerned. So that should be pretty interesting as well. Thanks to all of our sponsors for making this show possible. Thanks to you, the listener, for being a part of the Cabela's Lone Star Outdoor Show. Here's our good buddy Zane Williams taking us on home. Until next time, I'm Cable Smith saying y'all have a great week in the outdoors.
Whoa, let's get started. Who knows when we'll be parted? No time to be downhearted on this night. Let's play some good old music. My heart sure could use it. Live it up a little while we can. Playing in a back porch bluegrass band.
Need to buy a trailer? Well, Big Tex Trailers is DFW's number one source for trailers. In addition to utility trailers, we have the largest selection of cargos anywhere. CM Cargos, Wells Cargos, Hallmark, Cargo Craft, and Pace. You want it, we got it. Come and get it. Call 972-501-0200 or go to BigTexDFW.com. That's Big Tex Trailers, tough as a Texas Longhorn.
Did you know there's a bank that will pay you to be its customer? That's right. Lone Star Ag Credit is a cooperative, and since it's owned by its stockholders, pays millions in dividends each year. That's free money to every borrower. Lone Star Ag Credit serves people all over Northeast Texas, assuring you competitive interest rates on real estate loans, rural home loans, livestock and farm and ranch loans. Contact Lone Star Ag Credit today at 800-530-1252 or on the web at lonestaragcredit.com. Equal housing lender.
Chevy Silverado is the most dependable, longest-lasting, full-size pickup on the road, and that's just what you'd expect from your truck, the Chevy Silverado. From worksite to home front, dependability, based on longevity, 1981 through July 2012, full-size pickup registrations.
Howdy Outdoors fans, Michael Kerr, Internet Manager at Graf Chevrolet. We're proud to be the official dealership of the Lone Star Radio Show. We have a large selection of new Chevys starting at just $12,999. Lowest overhead means lowest price in North Texas. We'll beat any price on a new Chevy guaranteed. Drive a little, save a lot. Chevys are cheaper in Grand Prairie. Call 800-560-3518 or shop online 24/7 at GrafChevrolet.com. Graf Chevrolet, serving Texas outdoors fans since 1952. Chevy runs deep.